This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a book by Pastor Rick called Bible Study Methods that simplifies Bible study and helps you experience the true joy that comes from personally discovering the truths of God. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Study a Bible Passage.
Paul's in prison in Rome. He's in Greece. The church takes up a loss. Love offering. No planes, no trains, no automobiles. And he volunteers to be the courier, and he nearly dies. And yet he perseveres in spite of his pain. He's committed to finishing what he started. Now, let me ask you this. If your pastor, that's me, asked you to take an offering to another church and you'd have to walk 800 miles to take it, would you do that? If I were to ask you to take an offering 800 miles for the benefit of another church, and it required, would you do that? That's the kind of courageous attitude a godly man has. There aren't many men like this today. It's very rare. Most people says, I'll live for Christ when it's convenient. And, I'll forget church. I love church, as long as there's not a good game on. And, if it's coming on soon, I will leave early because the game is more important to me than God. God uses courageous people who put people before profits and who put courage before comfort and convenience, who put service before security, who take a risk for the kingdom of God, who serve God and others with reckless abandonment. That's a godly man. And Paul says, you need to honor men like that. The phrase here, he risked his life, in Greek literally is he hazarded his life. It's a gambling term. He's going to roll the dice and going, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to make it back, but I'm going to make sure that offering from that church gets to Paul in Rome. And if I die trying, so be it. I die trying. He is God's great gambler. I see guys gambling their lives on stupid stuff today instead of gambling on stuff that'll make their lives count and last forever. He's God's gambler. He's gambling his life for Jesus Christ. Is your commitment to Christ deep enough to cause you to risk anything in your life for it? Or is it just a convenient faith? I mean, think of the excuses Epaphroditus could have said. Wait a minute, I got a business to run. I got a family to take care of. I got kids in school. You're going to ask me to leave my work, to leave my shop, and to take 2 or 3 months and travel to another nation to help another church? No. I've got my agenda. Paul says, I don't have anybody like Timothy. He genuinely cares about other people, not just his own agenda. I thank God for the godly men of courage at Saddleback. Guys like my dad. My dad was an average preacher, but he was a pretty good carpenter. And he knew how to build stuff. And in his lifetime, he traveled all over the world at his expense, building over 150 church buildings. He built them in Iran. He built them in South America. He built them up near the North Pole. He built them in Guatemala after earthquakes. He's been, all around the world in many, many, many different places, firebombed churches in Jerusalem. He'd go and rebuild them. When Saddam pushed the Kurds into northern Iraq after the Gulf War, it was my dad who took 19 guys in, and those Kurdish refugees were dying of thirst because Saddam had pushed them up in an area that had no water. My dad took 19 guys in, just church guys, and they went in and they dug 9 wells and saved the lives of those Kurdish Muslims. They weren't Christians. They were Muslims. Why? Because Jesus loves everybody. And I remember at age 76, my dad was dying of cancer. And his lungs were half filled with water. And he told me, he said, Rick, I think I got one more trip in me. I want to go to Siberia and build a church. And I said, Dad, you've always been a godly gambler. If you want to die with your boots on, so be it. And if you die on the roof in a church in Siberia, that's probably the way you'd like to go rather than hooked up to a bunch of stuff at home looking out on a golf course. One of the last pictures of my dad that I have in my office is my dad on the top of a roof in a little church in Siberia in the snow, nailing down the roof at 76. That is a godly man. That is a man who made his life count for more than golf, for more than making money, for more than having fun. He made his life count in the jungles of Brazil and Alaska and Australia. You know, the thing is, we got stories like that all through this church. Now, this is the second stage. First, observation. What does it say? Then we looked at interpretation. What does it mean? Well, it's saying these people are worthy honor. What kind of people are worthy honor? Caring, consistent, cooperative, considerate, courageous people. Now we go to the third thing, which is correlation. Correlation is we ask in a Bible study, is there anything else in the Bible that will help me understand this passage? Now, the first question I'd ask is there anything else in the Bible about these guys named Timothy and Epaphroditus? And the answer is, oh, yeah. In fact, there's two complete books in the Bible about Timothy. They're called 1st and 2nd Timothy. So I could go and I could read 1st and 2nd Timothy and find out a whole lot more about why this guy, Paul said, there's nobody else like him. And then what about Epaphroditus? He's mentioned one other time. Later on in this book, two chapters later, in Philippians chapter 4, it tells us why they sent him. So I'd ask that. The other thing I might ask is I'd ask, does the Bible have anything to say about these qualities, about caring, and about consistency and cooperation and consideration and courage? And so I would go and do, what does the Bible say about these things? Now, to do that, you have to use what's called a concordance. A concordance is a word index of every word in the Bible. And so it shows you what the Bible says about every single word. It's just a word index. And depending on your translation, if you have a New International Version translation, you want to get a New International Version concordance because it'll have the words in there. If you have a Living Bible translation, you want a Living Bible concordance. This one here is Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, okay? And it's the King James Version. Now, it has every word in it. So, for instance, if I want to say, what does the Bible say about debt? I'm in debt right now. What is it about? I'd look up the word debt, and it would give me every single verse in the Bible on debt that uses the word debt. If I say, what about business? I'd like to know, are there any business principles in the Bible? What does the Bible say about business? And I'd say, well, let's look up the word business. And I'd find the word business, and it gives me every verse in the Bible on business. If I say, what about success? I want to be successful in life. What does the Bible say about success? And I would look up the word success and would give me every verse in the Bible on success. Now, an exhaustive concordance is one that has every word in the Bible. That's the one you want. I mean, like this one has every the. It'll tell you where every the is if you want to do a Bible study of the word the. I don't recommend it, but the. Okay. And so most study Bibles themselves, a study Bible is a Bible that has some study tools added into it. And at the end of study Bibles, they have what's called a baby concordance. At the very back, it's a smaller index of words. It doesn't have every word, but it has a few of the main words to help you look up. And when sometimes you can remember a word in the verse, but you don't know where it is, you go, like for instance, for God so loved the world, okay? And I say, well, okay, I don't know where that one is. Let's look up world. And it would tell you the main verses that use the word world. And then you know where that verse is in the Bible. It's an index. Now, you need one of these to do correlation. You can't do correlation any other way. You got to get a concordance. If you're like me and you like to study lots of translations, you're going to want to get a software program that gives all the concordances of all the translations together.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you ever feel like you need to be a Bible scholar to understand God's Word? Pastor Rick says, no way. In his book, Bible Study Methods, Rick will show you how to analyze a Bible verse so thoroughly that you'll know who said it, why they said it, what they meant, and how to apply it to your life. This easy-to-understand book gives you not just one, but 12 methods for exploring the riches of God's Word. This popular Bible study resource has been used by thousands of individuals, small groups, churches, and seminary classes to unlock the wonderful truths of Scripture. And you can too. Rick Warren's Bible study methods will help you develop a customized, personal approach to studying, understanding, and applying the Bible to your life, so you can truly experience the abundant life God has for you. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the Word of God to a world in need, we'll send you a copy of Rick Warren's Bible Study Methods to say thanks. By the way, today when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you Pastor Rick's book called Bible Study Methods. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
And now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the second half of today's lesson.
If you're like me and you like to study lots of translations, you're going to want to get a software program that gives all the concordances of all the translations together. Let me give you an example. Look up here on the screen. This is a program I like to use. It's called Word Search. And Word Search is a program that has, my particular program here has 15 different translations. Let's see if it's coming up on screen. It's not on this one down here. So see here it says Philippians 2, and I can read it in the New International Version, in the New Living, in the New Century, and I can just go down and read one verse at a time and see how it compares in each different translation. I go, oh, that gives me an interpretation as I read through these. But let's say I finished and I will say, I want to study, Timothy. What else is there about Timothy? So I could say by words, and I would go Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. And I'm going to study Timothy in every translation. Boom. And it's going to tell me there, these are all the verses on Timothy in the Bible. Starting, he's first mentioned in Acts 16:1 and in Acts 16:2 and Acts 16:3. He's mentioned in Acts 17. And I just go through the Bible and find every verse on Timothy. Or let's say I say, look, I want to study the word considerate, because I need to be more considerate of my husband. I need to be more considerate of my wife. So I put that word considerate in there and I hit all. And the word considerate is used, see up here, 18 times in the Bible. Okay. And I would just start going down and looking at them. And it's highlighted. For instance, here, this one says, we must bear the burden of being considerate of the doubts and fears of others. I need that one. Here's one over here. I try my best to be considerate of everyone's feelings in these matters. Here's another one. Be courteous and considerate in everything. He was most considerate of how we felt. And then here's Philippians 4:5. Let everyone know how considerate you are. The Lord is near. See how cool that is? But that's how you would do correlation. Finally, you come to the fourth thing in Bible study, which is application. And remember, this is the most important thing of all. You've heard me say this before. You only believe the parts of the Bible you actually do. It's not enough to study the Bible. Study is not enough. Study will give you a big brain, little heart. You got to do it. Remember, don't deceive yourselves. Don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says, James 1:22. So you want to do what it says. Now, in application, you do what I've been teaching you in the small groups, and I've already taught you three ways on how to do an application. We talk about picture it. What's the scene in your mind? You could do that. Pronounce it. Say a word one sentence at a time. This last week, if you were in small groups, we talked about space pets. Anybody remember space pets? Okay. Nine questions to ask about any text. And you say, space pets, SPACEPETS. Is there a sin to confess? Is there a promise to claim? Is there an attitude to change? Is there a command to obey? Is there an example to follow? Is there a prayer to pray in this verse? Is there an error to avoid? Is there something, truth to believe? Is there something I can thank God for? And I would do space pets on this passage. Say, is there a sin to confess? Maybe. There's one in my life. Is there a promise to claim? No. Is there an attitude to change? Yes. I need to change that attitude. Is there a command to obey? Yes. Honor men like this. Is there an example to follow? Yes. Five. Five examples. The example of consistency, the example of caring, the example of cooperating, the example of being considerate, the example of being courageous. And so I would look at this and go, is there a command to obey? Yeah, honor. Example to follow? Five. Attitude to change? Yes. And then I would write out a sentence on what I'm going to do about it. Personal, practical, possible, provable. Set a date. And I'd write out a date. Let me give you a couple examples of what you might have as an application of what we just studied. Okay? First it says, honor those like this. So I'd go, do I know anybody like this? Do I know any men in my life who are caring and consistent and cooperative and considerate and courageous? Do I know anybody like that? Then I need to honor them. It may be your dad. It may be your husband, a brother, a boyfriend. It may be a Christian friend that you know, somebody you know. The Bible commands you to honor those godly men. So you figure out a way to honor them this week. You write them a thank you note. In my case, you could have sent me Cinnabons before Daniel Plan. The bottom line is you look for ways to thank people. You know how what I did, my personal one, when I was studying this? Three leaders from Moscow, Russia, flew to America to meet with us and our peace team. These three men are responsible for about 60% of all the churches in Russia. They are godly men. And they stood for the faith during all those years when communism was trying to stamp out Christianity in Russia, when it was against the law to be a believer. You could be thrown in the gulag. You could be killed. You could be tortured. And those guys stood the test. They were proven faithful. So you know what I did when they left? I wrote them thank you notes. Thank you, not for coming to see me. Thank you for staying firm to the gospel. Thank you for standing up for the faith when it wasn't convenient. In all those years when it was against the law in Russia to be a believer. You need to honor men like that. Honor men like that. So I first would say, how can I honor other people? If you know somebody who's consistent, caring, cooperative, considerate, courageous, you do that. And then the second thing, application, I go, which of these am I going to work on in my life this week? Which one am I the weakest on? Do I need to be more considerate? Do I need to be more courageous for the cause of Christ? Do I need to be more caring and think about other people, not just my own agenda and my business deal and my needs? Do I need to be more cooperative and actually be a part of a team, be in a small group? And you write down which ones you're going to work on. Friends, this message is desperately needed today because we are in a culture that idolizes celebrities. Yesterday, I tweeted a statement. I said, you know that the sun is setting on a culture when short, small men cast long shadows. You know that the sun is setting on a culture when small men cast long shadows. What we desperately need today are men of God. What we desperately need today are women of God who are caring, consistent, cooperative, considerate, and courageous. And you thought this passage had nothing to say.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you ever feel you need to be a Bible scholar to understand God's Word? Pastor Rick says, no way. In his book, Bible Study Methods, Rick will show you how to analyze a Bible verse so thoroughly that you'll know who said it, why they said it, what they meant, and how to apply it to your life. This easy-to-understand book gives you not just one, but 12 methods for exploring the riches of God's Word. This popular Bible study resource has been used by thousands of individuals, small groups, churches, and seminary classes to unlock the wonderful truths of Scripture. And you can too. Rick Warren's Bible study methods will help you develop a customized, personal approach to studying, understanding, and applying the Bible to your life, so you can truly experience the abundant life God has for you. By the way, today when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you'll only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004, and as a special thank you, we'll send you Pastor Rick's book called Bible Study Methods. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today, I want to share with you a very special testimony from one of our listeners named Marquita. And thanks to Daily Hope and your support, she recently asked Jesus Christ to be the leader of her life. Here's her story. So, Pastor Rick, I wanted to let you know that I have prayed the prayer of salvation that you included in the Deepening the Eyes of Faith message. I've been listening to your messages for years. In fact, my child wouldn't even be here today if it weren't for your words. You wrote, "There may be accidental parents, but there are no accidental children." Well, I've given birth to a beautiful baby girl, and she's the light of my life. In fact, it now hurts to remember a time that I was fighting to decide whether I was going to have her or not. But I repeated your words throughout my pregnancy. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. And although I'm a single mom today, with the support of my family, we're thriving. I want to make sure that she grows up to find her purpose and to serve God. So thanks for renewing my faith in God. And as I still try to find and fulfill my purpose, please pray for me and my child. Wow. Marquita, you are so right. God does have a plan and a purpose for every single baby. There are no accidental babies. So I want to take a moment right now and just pray for you in this broadcast. I pray for you and for your daughter. Lord, I'm asking you right now to put your hand of protection, your hand of blessing, your hand of guidance on Marquita and her daughter. And I'm praying for both of them to know your purpose, to feel your presence, to discover your power, to live in your plan for each of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Remember, when you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com, and we'll send you Pastor Rick's book called Bible Study Methods to say thanks. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.